I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with tap to pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. So Money episode 1642, the fastest way to do your bookkeeping before tax time, with Nicole Barham, founder of The 5-Minute Bookkeeper.
You're listening to So Money with award-winning money guru Farnoosh Torabi. Each day, get a 30-minute dose of financial inspiration from the world's top business minds, authors, influencers, and from Farnoosh herself. Looking for ways to save on gas or double your double coupons? Sorry, you're in the wrong place. Seeking profound ways to live a richer, happier life? Welcome to So Money.
June 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, is when we launched 5-Minute Bookkeeper. And the feedback was, we have never seen anything like this before. It has never been this easy to do my bookkeeping.
Welcome to So Money, everybody. I'm Farnoosh Torabi. It's go time for tax season, especially if you're an entrepreneur. The business tax deadline is around the corner, March 15th. My brother and I were both doing our taxes. Well, he was doing his taxes in my house this weekend. He's visiting. And I was just collecting the documents to give to my accountant, who's already been doing my taxes, but I had to get her some final docs. So we know very well what it is like right now. It's crunch time. And so I wanted to bring on a guest who can speak to this and give us some simple tips for how, maybe not this year, maybe this year or next year, to make the tax filing process more streamlined. Nicole Barham is the founder and CEO of Design Your Wealth and creator of 5-Minute Bookkeeper, where she shows solo entrepreneurs like me how to do a whole year of bookkeeping in an hour or less. Nicole talks about how she developed the system with a background in accounting, already helping entrepreneurs with their bookkeeping, and how she managed to scale the product to go from making $60,000 a year to now earning seven figures, and how that has changed her life. Here's Nicole Barham. Nicole Barham, welcome to So Money. I'm thrilled to have you here. You're going to give us a lot of important advice for those of us who want to feel more empowered around our bookkeeping as solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, even the side hustlers out there who have some meaningful side revenue, and taxes can get a little bit more complicated, but you're here to help us, very timely as well. I just got an email from my accountant asking me for a slew of things. The checklist has arrived, and I'm still it's a bit of an anxious moment for me. So I'm really happy to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me, Farnoosh.
A little context. We met at the ROI Wealth Summit in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Our friend Rachel Rogers, who runs that. She's the founder of Hello 7, author of We Should All Be Millionaires. Yes, I wanted to get that title right because it's such a good title. And I met so many incredible women entrepreneurs there, including Nicole Barham, who is here today. And you came up to me and you, as soon as you told me what you do, I was like, I need to get you on So Money. I need you in my life, Nicole. You are the founder and CEO of Design Your Wealth and creator of 5-Minute Bookkeeper, where you show solo entrepreneurs, that's me, how to do a whole year of bookkeeping in an hour or less. And what did I tell you when we met? What did I say? Who I had just fired?
You're a bookkeeper.
Yes. Fired sounds dramatic. I didn't really, it was an amicable departure breakup. But I, you know, honestly, when I looked at what I was paying versus what I could do, I was, you know, here's what was going on. I had this bookkeeper, and every month when he was reconciling my QuickBooks, so it was already on QuickBooks, so that's already like you're 80% there because you've got QuickBooks. So all that was really left to do was, you know, to collect some credit card statements, bank statements, and there were some categorizations that he wasn't familiar. Like, he's like, what was this expense? Can you tell me the category? By the time I did all that, which was 8 minutes, his job was done. The job was done. And I was like, is this worth hundreds of dollars a month for me? So I've now decided I'm going to do this myself. And I do 5 minutes a month in QuickBooks just to like go through and checklist, you know, check things off and make sure that everything is categorized correctly. Cause then it might save me the hour, you know, in December to do that for the full year. But tell us how you came to realize that this was such a need in the market. And we'll get into some of your advice for solopreneurs, but tell us a little bit about 5-Minute Bookkeeper and Design Your Wealth and how you came to start those ventures.
Absolutely. So I really created this for me, Farnoosh. You know how sometimes you have a need and you're looking in the marketplace and you're not finding the thing that you want. And I'm like, I just want something simple that I record my income and expenses and not have to go through QuickBooks, right? Because for a lot of my clients, QuickBooks was just a little overwhelming for them, right? And they didn't want to be doing finances and bookkeeping. They really didn't love doing it, right? Sounds like you have no issues doing it, but sometimes they're like, I don't want to have to deal with it. I want something simple. And so I wanted something simple. And so I created it for myself. And then when I created it, I was like, there has to be more people like me at the tax time who, you know, have to download a whole year of statements and, you know, get all their numbers together for a whole year and now try to kind of do their own little janky spreadsheet or they handwrite it, you know, something like that. And I'm like, this is so much easier. I can create something so much easier. And because my background is accounting, I started my career in accounting and I'm also a little bit techie and my husband is also really techie. So our techie minds and our accounting minds came together and that's how 5-Minute Bookkeeper was born, because we wanted to simplify bookkeeping for entrepreneurs.
Can you walk me through the process? We have 25 minutes left in the show. Can you walk me through the 5 minutes, high level, how it works?
Absolutely. So what we do is when I say 1 year of bookkeeping in an hour, I know a lot of entrepreneurs, they don't do their bookkeeping daily. They don't even do it weekly or monthly. But when tax time comes, and incidentally, we're in the middle of, well, we just started the tax season, right? That's when they start thinking about, oh my goodness, I have to get all my numbers together to file my taxes. So the 5 minutes or the 1 year in less than an hour is you going to your bank account and downloading your CSV or your Excel file from your bank. And every bank has this, right? You go and you download, or your credit card company, you go and you download, you literally copy and paste those numbers from your CSV file into 5-Minute Bookkeeper. And then the categories are there. It's the dropdown. So for each transaction, you just click a dropdown and you choose, is this office expenses? Is this advertising? Is it for apps and software or website? It's literally right there. And that's why it takes you less than an hour, because it's like copy, paste, choose category. When I just got back from Puerto Rico, we both just got back, I got an email from one of my clients, new clients. She was like, this is so easy. I'm loving it. Now, there is nowhere other place on the planet that people love bookkeeping.
Yeah. It gets a little tricky, you know, just to get into the weeds of it for a second. For example, when I'm categorizing and QuickBooks will say, okay, was this a business meal or was it a travel meal? And I'll be like, what if it was a business meal while I was traveling?
Right.
How important is the categorization? And I'm asking because part of me wonders, is it better to select one or the other because it will mean a better tax break? Or does it all just kind of go into the same math?
Yeah, it kind of goes into the same bucket, right? So if it's a travel expense, it's a travel expense. You're traveling, you're in another state or another country, and that is a part of your travel. So it would be in the same category as your airfare, your hotel or accommodation. Any meals that you have while you're on that trip, that's a travel expense. Now, if you're in your community and you have a business meal, that is a meal, right? That's categorized as meal. And we do have a categories guide. So we anticipate all this, Farnoosh. So we have a categories guide in 5-Minute Bookkeeper that basically explains to you what the difference is between all the categories, or what the categories mean, right? So if you have a meal with someone local, that's a business meal. And then usually the IRS only allows 50% of that meal to be written off. Right.
Right.
So that's why they ask, is this a travel meal or a business meal? So it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. For the average solopreneur, a lot of people ask me, like, at what income level should I be looking to hire a person to manage my bookkeeping / taxes? And those that can be two different people, I've learned.
Yes.
I don't think it is an income level. I think it just comes down to like what you need, what kind of time you have, what your interest is in being involved. So how would you answer that question?
So I would say the same as you, right? It just depends on the complexity. So if you're someone who is running a $1 million business and it doesn't have a lot of income and expenses coming in and going out, right? I mean, you would have a lot of income if you have a $1 million business, but say you don't have a ton of expenses and it's something that you can really just do yourself. We have clients who make up to seven figures in their business. We also have clients who are just starting out, right? So if you don't have a ton of transactions coming in and out of your business, then I would say you can do it yourself. Now, if you are not in, like, this is not your zone of genius, you don't like numbers, you don't care if it's going to take 5 minutes or 5 seconds, then I say instead of leaving it for the year end and then getting overwhelmed, just outsource it, right? Build that into your budget and outsource it if you just have no interest in DIYing your bookkeeping.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You want to know what's worse than shopping for jeans? Shopping for bras. It's never been fun for me until Third Love came into my life. Third Love was launched to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. They make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen probably since high school and have straps that actually stay put. Third Love's bras are designed at their headquarters in San Francisco, and they're made from premium materials. They put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before they're given the stamp of approval. And whether you're a AA or an H cup, their virtual fitting room can help find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups, so long feeling stuck between two cup sizes that just don't fit. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with the code podcast15. That's thirdlove.com to get $15 off your order with the code podcast15. At minimum, though, Nicole, are there certain things that we should know if I am that person who really just wants to outsource it? I don't want to know the numbers, but we should know some numbers. And I find that at least in the beginning, for me, when I was working with tax professionals, when I knew nothing, I didn't ask questions. I didn't want to seem like I was stepping on their toes, asking stupid questions. I also had, if you read my book, A Healthy State of Panic, I think I kept this story in there. Maybe I took it out. But I had this accountant who was just such a jerk and really would yell at me. And I ended up firing him and he would make me feel stupid. He'd be like, why don't you know the answer to that? Aren't you a financial expert? Wow. And I'm like, well, aren't you the person I give money to do my taxes? Anyway, all this to say that I think that there, let's talk about that emotional conflict that we have sometimes with the empowerment piece of, you know, having even a conversation about our numbers with the person we hire. It's risky to give it all to somebody, and because they don't know everything, I've learned. The experts don't know all the things all the time. So it's important that you're both somewhat involved.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing about it too is that sometimes as women, we feel like, especially if your expert is male, and it's unfortunate, but it happens, where you feel like he's the accountant, he should know better. This is a stupid question. I should know this. And so you both walk away with you not getting what you want or what you need, and them thinking that, you know, they have everything, or, you know, they, like the conversation is over, when really and truly you still feel like you know nothing. Like, I have no clue what just happened, right? And I find that we do this a lot because we feel like we're business owners, and the accountant said that to you, right?
My fears were realized.
Yes. And that unfortunately happens to a lot of entrepreneurs. And so I find it, you know, when I'm talking to potential clients and they're like, oh my goodness, you didn't make me feel, you know, like I should know this, or make me feel like I'm stupid, basically, right? And so I'm like, who is out here talking to people, to entrepreneurs like this, especially if I'm paying you? You're supposed to be answering every single question, whether you think it's stupid or not, right? So yeah, you have to learn what the jargon, you know, at least the basic stuff, right? So that when you meet with a bookkeeper and they tell you what their services are or what is required of you and what they will be doing, at least you know exactly what you're getting into. And then when you're having a conversation, not even with your bookkeeper, but with investors or with anyone else, with a bank, if you're trying to get a loan or some kind of funding, when they ask you questions like, what are your profit margins? And what's your revenue for the year? What's your top line? But like things like that, basic things, as an entrepreneur, I believe that you should go into the conversation already knowing.
What are some important last minute reminders you find yourself giving to solopreneurs, entrepreneurs quite often in this time frame, because it could lead to costly errors, an audit, an unintentional audit?
One of the first things that I want to say is, if you're an entrepreneur and you're being taxed as an S corp, the deadline is actually March.
Yes, I know.
And so a lot of entrepreneurs, including myself, at one point a few years ago, totally forgot about the tax deadline and ended up paying interest and penalties, right? And whether or not you owe, you still are going to pay the penalty because you missed the deadline, the failure. So you're going to pay a failure to file penalty. So number one, remember that. Number two, because you file an extension for, you know, other entrepreneurs who are filing by April 15th, because you filed a 6-month extension and you're going to be you know, doing your taxes in September or October, it does not mean that you still are not accruing interest. Right. Mm-hmm. You, as long as you missed the deadline, whether or not you did the right things and you applied for the extension, you still have interest and some penalties that you pay for extending. So if you don't have to, if you're thinking, oh, I will just miss this time and I'll have my tax professional file an extension, unless it's really necessary, I say try to file by the deadline, right? Yeah. Keep that deadline.
One thing I did, it was last year, was pay an installment. I took out a payment plan from the IRS. We had a really unexpectedly big bill. And my accountant, she was like, my bad. Oh. It was a complicated year because I had a full-time job. I had a paycheck that taxes were being taken out. And I'd elected to take out even more just because I felt like, for whatever reason, we just felt like better err on the side of this conservativeness. And then I had my business and the revenue. So it was a lot. And I have a really good accountant, but she even sort of underestimated the bill. And then on top of that, I was paying back a loan, and I just felt like I wanted the liquidity of having these payments. And I will say, I thought the interest rate was going to be so high. This was last year, so rates were pretty high then. It wasn't bad. So can you talk a little bit about those kinds of options to give you that relief that, you know, so you talked about the extension, but there's also payment plan.
Right. So the IRS is not the big bad wolf. I mean, sometimes. And so they will work with you to get your tax bill paid. But the most important thing is that you initiate this payment plan so that you can be in their system, so that you are paying your installment. They have installment payment plans that go on for years, right? You really don't want it to go on for years, though.
No. Yeah, no. I think we did like a 6 month.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 3 to 6 months is great. Sometimes the interest rate is really, really low. And so you can get that paid off. The other thing that you should be doing as well as an entrepreneur, doing your quarterly taxes. So when you do your bookkeeping, in 5-Minute Bookkeeper, we actually have a calculator that helps you, that tells you how much of your revenue you should be putting aside for taxes, right? And it's built in. So what you can do, you can use that number. You don't have to pay the total number, but pay some money towards them, especially if your company is profitable and you don't want that to be, you know, that sticker shock when your taxes are filed. You don't want to pay that big amount. You can pay, the IRS will never not take money from you, right? So go to the website, create an account with them, make sure that you're paying into your account, and just keep, you know, paying some money towards, so that when your taxes are filed, you won't have this huge bill.
One of the pain points I often hear from people who want to leave their corporate jobs or the 9-to-5 and move into entrepreneurship is, oh my gosh, my taxes. They assume it's going to get so complicated. And what advice would you have to anybody who's considering this transition and how to get their ducks in a row? Some people may already be making side hustle money through a startup idea or an entrepreneurial idea. And now they're like, this is the year I want to fully step into owning my own business. What do I need to know about my taxes? What's the best way to get set up?
The reason to own your own business or to become an entrepreneur is not your taxes. So if that's your passion, if that's what you really want to do, when you said that, Farnoosh, I'm thinking about when I used to have a 9-to-5 where I was driving 3 hours round trip with my autistic son in the backseat, sleeping in the evenings. And I'm thinking the entrepreneur life is really my get out of jail free card, right? It's the thing that's going to get me free, right? And also to, you know, make sure that I take care of him and my family and create a legacy, right? Whatever that looks like. And so don't worry about the taxes. Like if you want to become an entrepreneur, if you've done the numbers, right? And you're like, it's more beneficial for me to do this side gig full time, which is what I did. I created 5-Minute Bookkeeper as a side hustle. And 6 months after doing that, I had replaced my income at my job. So now I'm like, oh my goodness, this is actually working, right? And so, you know, in the time, 3.5 years, we've created over $1 million in sales. So my thing is, don't worry about the taxes. There are professionals, there are people like me who will help you get started with the basics. Don't worry about that. Just think about creating this business, right? And then getting the professional help that you need in order to get your taxes organized and paid.
It's so true. I also think people will, it's, you know, these excuses that we give ourselves because we're afraid to really make the plunge. So we identify these seemingly difficult, tangible things like, oh, well, how am I going to secure retirement? I'm going to lose a 401k. How am I going to get I have to work from home and I don't have the space. Da, da, da. It's like, yes, but no entrepreneur 5 years in is like, man, I really regret doing this because I still haven't figured out my retirement plan.
Right.
No, there's systems for that. You can plug into like an SEP IRA, a solo 401k, or even just a traditional IRA.
Yeah.
So $1 million in revenue. Tell me about that. Tell me about the behind the scenes of running this business and how you scaled it. As how many years has it been?
So it's been 3.5 years. We're coming up in June 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, is when we launched 5-Minute Bookkeeper. And the feedback was, we have never seen anything like this before. It has never been this easy to do my bookkeeping. And so we kind of started, actually, Rachel Rogers, as you mentioned, is my coach. And she said, create something once and, you know, sell that one thing over and over again without additional effort. And I was working with entrepreneurs who were needing bookkeeping, needing their finances organized. And I was like, oh my goodness, if I could get this out to, like, if more people could do this, right, how can I package my product so that I can just sell it and they go off and they watch a couple videos and then do it themselves, right? And that's how we scaled, like literally a digital product that helps you to do your bookkeeping in 5 minutes a day. And, you know, the first of all, the response was mind blowing. I literally only wanted to replace my $60,000 a year income.
Wow. And okay. Wait, how has your life changed?
Oh my goodness.
I want to know what it's like to be a 7-figure entrepreneur, having gone from making $60,000 a year to 7 figures in a matter of a pandemic.
It's totally changed, right? In terms of, my son now goes to a private school for special needs kids. That's what he was one of my, he's my big why. I tell people I have a daughter as well. She just graduated college, so I don't want to leave her out, right?
Yeah.
He went to college debt-free. So those are the things that I really wanted, because I didn't
legacy.
Want legacy. Absolutely. And so just having the freedom to, you know, work from home, to, you know, change people's lives. There's so many unsolicited emails and messages on the internet about 5-Minute Bookkeeper, about working with me. And I'm like, oh my goodness, this is really life-changing. And so apart from my family's life-changing, it's also changed my clients' lives. That's one of the things that I really want women entrepreneurs to know, that they're good with numbers, right? To know that they don't have to be afraid of numbers. At ROI, Sonera Madani was, when I talked about numbers, because I presented 5-Minute Bookkeeper, and, you know, people in the audience were like, oh my gosh, I don't like the numbers. And she gave a tiny little lecture and she's like, as an entrepreneur, you better love the numbers. Get intimate with your numbers, know your numbers, because that's how you're going to build these million-dollar businesses, right? And so I would say my life has completely changed, but my clients' lives have completely changed as well.
I could cry. That's it. As a mom, I know. That's it. And congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're doing it. A technical question about 5-Minute Bookkeeper. So for those who are using a QuickBooks or something like that, would you still need that in addition?
No. So if you're using QuickBooks, you can keep QuickBooks. If you like it, amazing, right? Some clients would come to me, they're like, I have QuickBooks, I haven't gone into it, it's too technical, I don't know how to use it. So those are the clients who would either transition from 5-Minute Bookkeeper to QuickBooks. And then if they ever hire someone to do their bookkeeping, they transition back to QuickBooks, right? So it's not, 5-Minute Bookkeeper is not yet available for licensing to bookkeeping professionals. We're working on that. but in the meantime, if you're DIYing it, if you're frustrated with whatever you're using, if you're not using anything, if you're doing your own little spreadsheet, if you're handwriting, if you're putting your statements in a folder and taking it to your tax professional, I promise you they do not love when you do that. So make sure that you know, if you have something that's working already and you're happy with, amazing. But if you're just always overwhelmed and trying to figure out what to do, 5-Minute Bookkeeper, consider 5-Minute Bookkeeper as a simple option.
Also, it's a write-off. Anything you invest, whether it's your program or even hiring someone, I always want to like remember that. It's a good reminder to myself because I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's an investment in my business and it's a tax deduction. Yeah. You know, one time when I was starting out very young and I had my full-time job and a side hustle and some like, I was the woman who came with the folder with the receipts and the things. And I would go and sit down with a very nice tax preparer at, I think it was H&R Block. And we became buds. And then I got a letter from the IRS saying like, you forgot to report a stream of income, which was their mistake. I went back to the return. I was like, no, it's right here in the Schedule C. And luckily, you know, I think in that moment I would have panicked, but because I had worked with somebody, he said to me like, well, this is their mistake. And because we work together and this is our guarantee, we'll file the correct, we'll communicate with the IRS. By the way, communicating with the IRS, it's like putting a letter in a bottle and throwing it into the ocean. Yes. And then hoping that someone gets it on the other side at some point.
I have to tell you, though, that their call times have really, really decreased. So they're doing something there, but it used to be like an hour waiting, but now it's like 5 minutes, which I was very surprised recently.
Yeah. I mean, during the pandemic, forget it. Yeah. They were short-staffed and we were overwhelmed. And it was just this perfect storm. But I guess my story is meant to say, if you get a letter from the IRS, there's always that moment of panic.
Yes.
But chances are it's an incorrect letter, but you still have to address it. But it's good to hear that the call time is down and there are people that can help you with that communication. Nicole, thank you so much for really mostly, calming some jitters. I think, you know, this is the time of year when a lot of us start to get nervous about getting everything done. You can file an extension, you can do the payment plan, and giving us some really easy tips. You can obviously, everybody, you can work with Nicole and her 5-minute bookkeeper program. I think also the advice that you give around just taking the leap into entrepreneurship and the gifts on the other side of that. And it sounds like you've really streamlined and systematized your life, your business life, so that you can really show up for your family. And that's what we all want. We want that today. Yeah. We want that as we grow older and build that legacy. Thank you so much for coming and wishing you continued success this year.
Thank you, Farnoosh. Thank you for having me.
Thanks to Nicole Barham for joining us. I'll put a link to her 5-minute bookkeeper in our show notes. Good luck with those taxes, everybody. And I'll see you back here on Wednesday. Our guest is Sarah LaFleur, founder of MM LaFleur, a special episode. We recorded that in her store on the Upper West Side in front of a live audience. More soon. Until then, I hope your day is so money. Hosting the So Money podcast for almost 10 years, I've been learning a lot about how to best serve you outside the show. I've begun to offer pop-up workshops and a So Money members club. And with each new line of business, a lot goes on behind every transaction. Stripe helps simplify and ease payments with Tap to Pay on iPhone, which helps me grow revenue and reach through accepting more in-person contactless payments when I'm out in real life promoting my programs. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe give me the ability to scale quickly and stay flexible with quick setup and no additional hardware required. And it's not just ideal for me. From local pop-ups to global retailers, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe help businesses of all sizes accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. Whether your customers want to use their card, Apple Pay, or other digital wallet, now you can accept contactless payments right from an iPhone. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast. want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.